All right. I call the Wednesday, March 18th, 2015 Taney County Board of Adjustment hearing to order. Would you like to establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Sean Pingleton.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Tony Molden, called to say he wouldn't be here. Mark Weiss.
Here.
And Alan Lawson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Okay, very good. And we have a full board now. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. Next item is a presentation of exhibits.
And usually we've chosen somebody to read that, but I can read it if you want me to.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Either way. Okay. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. One, to hear and decide appeals where it's alleged that there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. Or three, whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. That's a mouthful.
It is. Okay. Now, I've asked this every time and it still throws me off because we just did the governing statutes, but the presentation of exhibits shows up on the agenda before public hearing stuff. It always does. So I just read this as it goes.
Yeah.
So.
And we've really hit. We've really already presented the exhibits. So.
Okay. So we're ready to move on to the public hearing. Is that right? All right. Okay. We have one. We only have one item tonight. Richard Davis. And I'm assuming since Richard Davis signed up here and we have one person in the crowd that you are the representative Richard Davis. Is that right? Okay, very good. So we have someone here for representing the request. So if you would go ahead.
This is case number 2015-1V. The project is Richard and Leona Davis setback variance request, and the applicant is Richard and Leona Davis. And the property is located at 210 East Lake Street, and a little hard to see on here, but it's right here. And we'll kind of zoom into it here. It's in the Scott Township in Section 33, Township 23, Range 21. The applicants are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicants are requesting a variance from the 25-foot front of lot setback requirement in order to allow for the construction of a garage approximately 17 feet from the front property line. I'll let the applicant explain in more detail, but it's my understanding that the new garage would be constructed somewhere about this area. The subject property is described as all of the west 50 feet of even width of lots 95, 96, and 97, all in Mount Branson, and total it contains about 7,500 square feet, so it's basically 50 feet wide by a total of 150 feet. per the assessor's information. The property contains an approximately 936 square foot single family residence, and also what the assessor's office refers to as a 260 square foot single family residence. It is my understanding from the applicant that this has also acted as a little beauty shop in the past. Both were constructed, according to the assessor's information, in 1958. The subject property was purchased by Richard and Leona Davis on November 21st of last year. And basically, the applicants, like I said, are now seeking a front setback variance, which would allow essentially about a 16 by 24 foot garage to be constructed 17 feet from the front property line. Again, this is just kind of reiterating the subject property, of course, is the front 50 feet of lots 95, 96, and 97. And they're seeking a variance from the 25-foot setback, in which they're requesting an 8-foot front of lot setback variance, allowing for this new garage to be built 17 feet from the front property line. From my understanding, it would be about approximately even with this existing building. And we've just got some different views from the north, south, east, and then the west. In reviewing this, the applicants again are requesting an 8-foot variance from the 25-foot setback requirement, and basically the proposed garage would set back from the front property line approximately the same distance as the secondary residence, from my understanding. So it would be somewhere about even with this existing residence. The applicants have indicated that that this area in question is one of the few remaining buildable areas on the property. The property is fairly small, like I said, essentially 7,500 square feet or 150 by 50. The staff recommendation on this, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a setback variance of approximately 8 feet from the front property line, allowing for the construction of a garage approximately 17 feet from the front property line. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval shall expire. And on this one, we've got a pretty brief video. Didn't go too crazy with that, but I'll apologize at the front end. I didn't initially understand exactly where the new garage was going to be built, and so this video doesn't do a great job in showing the area in question. But we tried to video the adjoining area.
Okay. Mr. Davis, if you'd like to come up here and we'll swear you in real quick. Okay. You swear to help tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Sorry. Tell us in your own words here what you're thinking about doing.
Okay. The house is kind of a berm home. The backside's kind of built in the ground, and so there's no basement, so there really isn't any storage area other than the house. This other little building is not the greatest thing in the world, and it's thought about trying to make a garage out of it, but it's up in the air too high. You can't make a garage out of it. All I'm asking is just to be able to set back even with the house, except I'm going to go back a little bit farther than the front of the house, and the garage would run to the back of the house. So it's really it can't hurt anything, I guess. I have to dig some dirt out to get it in there because the house is set down in. I'd have to put a little stub wall and get a single garage in there. And it's
basically going to go right where that fence is now. I mean, that's kind
of center. Have to take that fence out. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, the fence would have to come out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why she put that fence there in the first place, but it's there, so. But we just feel like it would add, you know, make the property rentable the way it is. It's not the greatest thing in the world. And she did fix it up, you know, and the house is fixed up fine, but it needs a garage. And the house is, well, I didn't even know when it had been built. You say it's built in 58, so.
According to the assessor.
I bought such an old house. But anyway, we just want to be able to set even with the house, but the plan is to set it back about a foot and a half or 2 foot so it'll look better, you know, and then won't go any. The backside, there's another white fence back behind that, and that won't be a problem because the garage won't reach it. Now, what is the, is it 7 feet or 5 feet, or Scott said it was 5 feet, but that you're supposed to be from your neighbor.
Oh, on
this
the, won't on the
be
sides,
a problem, but.
You, rear and side setbacks.
Yeah, the sides are 7, and then the rear would be 10.
Now, that was if
or no, it would be 5 for an accessory building, though.
Yeah,
isn't
that's what
it?
He said.
Yeah, it's 5
said.
For an accessory building.
That's
I apologize.
What he said. Well, the way I've got it measured out, unless I change it a little bit, we're going to be in about 8 feet. But, so
yeah,
that
you
shouldn't be a problem with anything there. But basically, it would just it'd be about even with the back of the house and about a foot and a half or 2 foot back from the front of the house. So it ought to look pretty decent. If I get it down low enough and don't put too much pitch to the roof so it don't look like it's sticking up in the air and look kind of gaudy, but we'll try our best on that. But
okay. Anything else you want to add?
No, I guess that's about it.
Okay, why don't you stay up here in case some of us have some questions for
okay.
you.
Would you agree that your lot is 50 foot deep, which
mm-hmm.
is very narrow, and that creates a hardship?
Yeah, I've had it measured out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But does that create a hardship in getting this accessory structure, your garage?
Yeah, I can't do it without a setback. There's no way. I mean, you can't get a. There's not enough room to get a garage in there.
But if we're to make a finding, we need to have a reason for it, and a hardship is one, or public safety, but... in this case, when I'm looking at it, I can see with that back property line, it's probably a good thing it was built in 58, not a couple years ago. You'd be asking for a rear setback.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly.
And the house evidently, too, isn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, they'd all have to be. And I did hear you say that you were going to rent that. I'm assuming you're talking about long-term rentals.
Well, unless one of our daughters... comes.
We're not talking nightly rentals, though.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I just heard rent. No. We're across the
country
and all that, so just want to make sure.
No.
Okay. Just want to clarify what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Mr. Davis? Okay. Mm-hmm. Have a seat there, and we might have a few questions for Bob. I don't know. Any of y'all have any questions for Bob?
No easements or nothing like that.
No, it doesn't look like there's utilities right there.
Utilities.
It looks like to me. Oh, I did have a question. That maybe.
Let's go back.
How are they going? Are you going to build another driveway, or what's? How's that going to be accessed? The garage.
Well, the driveway ought to be about the width of this thing longer to make it straight out.
Okay, so you're just going to have to widen it a little bit.
Just a little bit.
So it won't be a separate third.
No.
Ingress and egress. Okay.
We could use it like it is, but
it'd be fun backing out.
To keep gravel
yeah.
backing in the ditch.
Exactly. That's a good idea. Okay. Well, if there are no other questions, I would entertain a motion of some kind.
I'd make a motion to approve case number 2015-0001B.
Okay, I have a motion.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second. Any other discussion? Okay, I'll call for a roll call vote. Do I call for it?
Yeah, normally.
Okay. Tom?
Motion to approve.
Mark?
To approve.
Alan?
To approve.
I vote to approve. Okay. Motion is passed. All right. Thank you, Mr. Davis.
All right.
They can, you'll tell him what he needs to do next?
We'll be in contact with you. Benita will send you out a letter that tells you when you can come by and sign your decision of record and have it recorded. But it should be soon.
Since it's over, can I tell them how much money and more money they make today? I'm on the board of adjustment in Iowa, and I spent $70 worth of gas to go to a $10 meeting.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly.
That was just my
So the county had to do one side, and the city did the other.
These parties on both sides, they don't used to have a public hearing.
Lake Shore Drive itself hasn't either.
He didn't. And Sean,
I was too.
And that's where I've seen
you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I was on the last one. Then I was on this board.
Yeah.
Then I was on no boards, now I'm back.
Okay.
I knew after my record.
Let's get this over with, then we can actually visit. So, next item on our agenda is the minutes for January 2015. I will entertain a motion concerning those minutes.
Make a motion to approve.
Have a motion?
I wasn't here.
You weren't here?
Well, so we don't. I was wondering how to vote here.
Yeah, that's true.
You and I was on one.
Me and Tom and Tony.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Technically speaking, I don't need a motion or a second, but that's the way we've always done it. So,
if it sounds good to you,
it does sound good to me. So, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Very good. Yeah. It was short and sweet, like today.
Yeah, this is easy. Exactly.
Yeah, that one wasn't easy. Okay, old and new business, Bob.
I don't really have anything at this point. Honestly, there is not a meeting for next month. We've already passed the deadline. And
man, I guess I'll have to go fishing instead.
It's horrible. Nice weather, at least.
Yeah. Benita, anything you need to tell us? Maybe keep us in line? Okay.
Make sure you keep the email.
And I got to send his email instead of Alan Forrest, who works in my office.
Oh, you sent...
I waited all day to answer the phone. She used to call.
Yeah, no, I know.
No.
She stopped, didn't she?
She might have taken the place.
Those days are long gone.
Yeah.
That's what she cared.
Okay, while we're still online, motion to adjourn.
Okay, we're...